At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump meets House Speaker Paul Ryan next hour here in Washington in a crucial get-together that could determine whether the GOP is going to be unified this fall.
One of the things that I'm hearing, actually, is concerns about Donald Trump's tone. Expect that to be raised at today's meeting. Paul Ryan privately has expressed some concerns about the language that Donald Trump has used on the campaign trail. But in addition, some Senate Republicans, including Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, who's part of that meeting later today with Senate Republicans and Donald Trump, said that she plans to raise that as well. We'll see how Donald Trump responds.
Correspondent Ranu Maju. Donald Trump, meanwhile, is resisting the calls of establishment GOP figures on the matter of his tax returns.
Mitt Romney and other figures have warned Donald Trump that he must make his tax returns public. His likely rival, Hillary Clinton, is hammering the issue.
You gotta ask yourself, why does he want to release them?
Trump said Wednesday that he won't release the information until an IRS audit is complete, despite being under no legal obligation to keep the documents private. His convention manager insists that Trump's base doesn't care.
Look, this issue is just too much ado about nothing. The bottom line is it's being presented as an issue by people who want to see him defeated.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Metro's board of directors has a lot on its plate today as members grapple with even more orders from the Federal Transit Administration and more pressure from the federal government.
Not the least of which is an ongoing threat from Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox that he'll shut the system down if safety doesn't improve. Board Chair Jack Evans says they want some input.
If we have communication with them and are able to verify that, no problem.
The FTA is also ordering Metro to get repairs on three sections of track done ASAP, which Metro says will force them to change their safe track plan schedule. At the same time, talk of a dedicated funding source is heating up. Council of Governments Chair Roger Berliner.
We'll form, if you will, two different groups. One to advise us on what they think is the most appropriate way, and then two, bringing that together with a political strategy.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, we're getting a little bit of a break from the rain today, and that's good news for area road crews.
You say you're sick of the lack of sunny days? Well, this weather is also causing road projects in Maryland to have to be modified.
The part being is we have to go out there and improve these roads and repair the roads and build new ones, and the weather is certainly not helping.
Charlie Gishler with the State Highway Department says they're trying to make the best of it.
You know, if we just get a light mist or hit or miss shower, we can still do paving, but if it's going to be a heavy, steady rain, we can't do paving.
And he says all this rain could mean crews will have to work on weekends to get projects done. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
George Zimmerman is selling the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin in 2012.
Zimmerman was at the center of a firestorm of controversy when he used the gun to kill the unarmed 17-year-old in his Florida neighborhood. He was acquitted of murder charges in 2013. Zimmerman is starting the bidding at $5,000 and says the Smithsonian has also shown an interest in owning it. He says he plans to use the money from the sale to fight against the Black Lives Matter movement's violence against law enforcement officers and Hillary Clinton's anti-firearm rhetoric. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,711. The Nasdaq at 47,61. Sports. The Nats beat Detroit behind a 20-strikeout performance by ex-Tiger Max Scherzer. And the O's beat the Twins again. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here. You are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes!
Where Washington comes to talk.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ashburn, the crash is on eastbound 7 at the Claiborne Parkway. Left lane blocked. You get by a bit slow there. Then after that, you'll see some of that stop and go normal backups after you pass the Reston Parkway, then off and on toward the toll road. Georgetown Pike, slow Old Dominion Drive heading up through to the Beltway. A lot of heavy traffic this morning. 395 Etzel Road to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Right as you come up toward the freeway, incident along the right side. 66 has been a mess all morning with police activity in the rest area. Flashing lights, the distraction, jammed out of Gainesville, and the feeder roads affected as well. Now, let's get you in through town. DC 295 South. Earlier crash had been near Benning Road, gone, but still quite heavy. Jammed over the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway, which also slows 295 North. For 270, it's been about the stop and go through Hyattstown out of Urbana, and then most of the way as you push through Germantown, through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could end up with a day where we have no measurable precipitation. Clouds fog in this morning. Areas of drizzle. Cloudy 74 this afternoon, but rain showers coming back in tonight. Thunderstorms possible, 62. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Herndon, 55 in Germantown, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A startling billboard has some Canadian drivers amused, but others furious. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Congressman Trey Gowdy about the status of his Benghazi investigation, and he's very upset with the Pentagon because they keep changing the story about what happened that night and what assets were available. Trey Gowdy in just a few moments. Then we'll talk to Jake Tapper from CNN at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
From the moment we learned the Federal Bureau of Investigation was looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, we've heard a constant talking point from the Clinton campaign.
There is a security inquiry going on, and you know, we respect that. It is on its own timetable, but it's moving forward. The Justice Department has the emails. They have the server. They're conducting a security inquiry.
I say what I've said now for many, many months. It's a security inquiry.
Yes, she does. She does. She says the
she
same thing, and she
lot,
says it
yeah.
in the exact yeah. same way with the exact same words, a security inquiry. Well, joining us right now is Catherine Herridge, investigative reporter at Fox News, and she actually got to speak with FBI Director James Comey. And tell me about this security inquiry, Ms. Herridge.
Right. Good morning. The FBI director is one of the few senior government officials who does these regular pen and pad sessions. So it's a Q&A with reporters. It's not for broadcast, but it is on the record. And you can really ask any subject. Nothing is off limits. But of course, he's not required to answer every one of your questions. I raised this issue of the security inquiry with him yesterday. I asked him, Director, when it comes to the emails, are you doing a security inquiry? And he looked at me and he said, pardon me? And I said, a security inquiry. And he said, we do investigations here at the FBI. I don't know what that means. I'm not familiar with that term. And this was at least for our reporting important because critics have said that the use of the term security inquiry is an effort by Clinton's campaign and her supporters to minimize or downplay the serious nature of the FBI investigation and the fact that classified information was outside secure government channels and on a personal, unsecured server. So I think, in effect, the FBI director has made clear that it is an investigation. You both know that the FBI really only does one type of investigation, mm-hmm. and that is a serious criminal investigation.
Much was also made during that session about him using the term pressured. I feel pressured to move this thing along, but also do the investigation well, which is something he has said before. But I've never heard him use the word pressure before.
Right. I would say, as someone who was sitting in the room, that I'm not so sure I agree with the characterization of some of the wire stories that have written about that exchange.
That's good to know.
My sense was he was asked, he says, we want to make sure we do this investigation like all investigations, sort of thoroughly and promptly and efficiently, I to that effect. And then when sort of pressed a little further, he said, if I have a choice between doing something promptly and doing something well, then I prefer to do it well. So look, he's not, you know, operating in a vacuum. Everyone is well aware of the political calendar, which is very advanced. But to me, the takeaway was that it's an investigation, like all investigations, he feels needs to be done thoroughly and done properly, as opposed to just being done according to an artificial timeline.
Our guest is Catherine Herridge of Fox News, who I have to say, I think we've used exclusive and scoop and Catherine Herridge in the same sentence for over a year now with some amazing stories. And we want to thank you for that, Catherine, and praise you a bit. Kay, you just said that Comey wasn't obligated to answer all the questions. Can you tell us some of the questions he chose not to answer?
He was asked by one of my colleagues, Michael Isikoff, regardless of the outcome in this investigation, whether he would be willing to do what amounted to sort of a public reporting of what was found, or to explain how they reached the recommendation they did. He said that that was just not something that he was willing to address at this time. He had some other questions that went to the timeline. I recall that he did not. They were sort of repeat questions. People were having like another sort of go, if you will, at the topic. But I do want to say that I raised the question late in the session, which I think many listeners to your show will appreciate. I said to him, Director, we have not heard from one government employee who holds a security clearance who has not said the following, that they believe that they would already be in jail for doing a fraction of what is alleged to have been done by Mrs. Clinton and her team. So what do you say to people to reassure them that they will be held to the same legal standard and that there is not a special set of rules for them because they are powerful and they are connected? And he said, I'm not going to comment on that. And then he paused and said, but what I will say is that there are no special rules for anyone under FBI investigation. And that, to me, was really the big headline out of the whole episode.
Yeah, it sure is. That's, and a great question, by the way.
Then there's this issue of Brian Pagliano, the man who's been given immunity as part of this investigation. We have learned that apparently the State Department can't find his emails. Now, the question I had when I heard this is, did they know this when they granted the guy immunity? In other words, did they grant him immunity not knowing whether that they were not going to have a complete record of his emails?
Right. I don't want to give your listeners bad information because I simply don't know the answer to that. I've tried to find out at what point it was clear that what they call a PST file was not at the State Department for the period that he worked for Mrs. Clinton. But what I would say is that new documents were recently released as one of the federal lawsuits by Judicial Watch, and they have to do with Brian Pagliano and his hiring at the State Department to work in the IT department. Mm-hmm. And State Department career people, based on the email traffic, seemed uncomfortable with the appointment because he was a political appointee, and usually they're in policy positions or they work for the secretary. They're not in the IT department. And also his resume was in the records, and he is clearly someone who has a lot of skill as a go-to sort of Johnny on the spot fix it guy. Mm. Like, you can't get into the system, he can troubleshoot for you. But the resume was very thin on what I would describe as high level security qualifications. And yeah. I find that important, given the recent reporting we've done with the Romanian hacker who has claimed to us and then also to NBC News that he was able to compromise that server and get inside with ease.
Interesting. Catherine Hedges, we only have about a minute left, but was there any discussion about the additional tangential investigation into the State Department's relationship under Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Global Initiative and Clinton Foundation?
No, there was not. There was nothing at the pen and pad about the public corruption piece.
Okay.
The general sense of that is that was a longer investigation, correct?
Well, in any public corruption case, I'm not talking about this particular investigation.
Right.
The bar is very high, and it's much harder to prove with the paper records. But it is very much a paper trail, very much like the classified information. But it would be longer and more extensive than the mishandling of classified.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Catherine Herridge of Fox News Channel. Great reporting always.
Yeah, I'll say. 8:15 now. And stay with us, by the way. Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Benghazi Committee, coming up right after traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. With Jamie Whitten is her name. Yep. Yeah. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hey, James.
Good morning. Busy one on the roads. 395, almost back to the Beltway with that solid lineup across the 14th Street Bridge up ahead as you approach the freeway. Still have that incident along the right lane. Also impacts the George Washington Parkway. I'm seeing delays south of 123 as you head through the overlooks. And again, this is not only just head down to the Key Bridge, head to the Memorial Bridge, but solid to the inbound 14th Street Bridge as well. Again, a reminder, if you're heading out of Stafford and into Prince William County, northbound along Route 1, it's the annual law enforcement bike ride, the Road to Hope. So watch for the bikers. They're working their way into Prince William County, eventually to Arlington Cemetery and into D.C. So having that this morning. Around the Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, pockets of stop and go. Toward the American Legion Bridge, 270. It's been a long haul this morning in Urbana. And again, most of the way Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. Police activity on the shoulder, 66 in Manassas with big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog and drizzle this morning. When it burns off, we're pretty much just have cloudy skies with a high of 74 degrees. But it doesn't look like we're going to dodge the rain today. We're going to get some rain. It'll be after the sun goes down. It'll be tonight. Thunder possible overnight as well. Low 62 degrees. Now tomorrow, hey, check that out. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Mostly cloudy the rest of the day. Tomorrow's high is 76 degrees. It's looking like Sunday is the day when we will break the rain. That's what it's looking like right now. Right now it is a refreshing 59 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Joining us on the line right now at 8:17 is the chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, Chairman Trey Gowdy, Republican from South Carolina. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us here on this busy news day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. Last night on the Fox News Channel, for example, there was an interview with a guy. It was done in silhouette. His voice was altered to protect his identity. And he said, look, I was basically in a plane on the ground at Aviano. I was prepared to respond, and we were waiting on a phone call. Take a listen.
I definitely believe that our aircraft could have taken off and got there in a timely manner, maybe 3 hours at the most, in order to basically at least stop that second mortar attack and have those guys running for the hills and basically save lives that day.
Yeah, all right, so that's pretty impressive information there. You have said that you're not getting the complete story from the Pentagon, and you want to talk to people like perhaps this young airman.
Well, you have to. If you're going to run a serious investigation, and you know, contrast executive branch investigations, which are either done by the Bureau or even your local sheriff's department, there is access to witnesses, there's access to documents. If you want to tell the American people and the families of the four who were killed the full story, then you have to access all witnesses. And the most effective tool we have in terms of bringing out the truth is both direct and cross-examination. So I would tell these witnesses and anyone else that you come forward, you will be treated fairly. There's not a single witness of the almost 100 we've interviewed. Even Cheryl Mills said she was treated professionally and respectfully. You're going to be treated fairly, but you have the information, and we need the information. So come forward. You're not going to be retaliated against. But if I don't know your identity and I can't question you and then listen as you are questioned by others, then it doesn't do the families of the four any good.
I see a story here that says you have concerns that the Department of Defense has not provided accurate, completely accurate information. What do you mean by that?
Well, the last letter they wrote me should be considered for the Nobel Prize for fiction. I mean, it was stunningly disrespectful to the women and men who serve in uniform. This political appointee who wrote us a letter, here's what's going on. Other committees of Congress conducted their own investigations. We're doing it differently. We want to talk to everybody. I don't want to just talk to the generals and the admirals. I want to talk to the people who are actually on the receiving end of the orders, and we have. And what we found is we are learning new information that no other committee of Congress learned, which is exactly what we were asked to do. But I don't want 80% of the story. Right. I don't want 90% of the story. I want to talk to every single witness who may have access to relevant, probative information.
Now, you're having trouble getting responses from the people who are on the receiving end of the orders, but do we even know who was giving the orders that night? It wasn't Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, based on what he said in interviews, my understanding is. Was it the Secretary of State? We're told that it was the State Department who put a kibosh on any sort of intervention, or was it the Commander-in-Chief? Who was in charge?
Well, the State Department is not in the chain of command. Perhaps I missed that day of class when I was in school, but the chain of command, as I understand it, is President of the United States to the Secretary of Defense, and then that order goes out to his command staff. Now, this is where it's interesting. We know what the President said to Secretary Panetta, and Secretary Panetta was incredibly clear to our committee, because I did that questioning myself just to remove any ambiguities, incredibly clear about what he said. So what we need to find out is, okay, what did you say? What did the others hear? And most importantly, we need to understand the time it took from your order to the reception of the order to the action on the order. But unless somebody knows something I don't know, the State Department is not in our military chain of command.
Yeah. But according to one of these people in the Fox News interview yesterday, he's seen emails that say the State Department stepped in. Whether that's appropriate or not,
that's why you need to talk to every single witness, because it may very well be that there were conferences with DOD, State Department, National Security Agency. There may have been all of those conversations. And if an entity other than DOD weighed in on our military response, then the public needs to know that.
All right. So when you hear this young man say to Fox News in a silhouette, voice altered way so they can protect his identity, that we could have done something to save lives on the ground in Benghazi. Just from an emotional standpoint, how does that make you feel that there was somebody there ready to go, and the guy says, we never got the call?
Well, this entire 2-year odyssey has been emotional. I mean, talking to the survivors, talking to the family members of Sean Smith and Glenn Doherty and Ty Woods, on a regular basis, the book authors, the three that are public and the two that are not, every part of what the folks in Tripoli and Benghazi did is heroic, and it is something that we as fellow Americans should laud and be incredibly proud of.
Yeah.
The very least we can do for them is explain to them what was in transit, or if it wasn't in transit, why was it not in transit? I think the memories of those four fallen Americans will settle for the truth. We can't change what happened, but the least we can do is honor them with the truth about how it happened, why it happened, who made decisions, who didn't make decisions. And I was in South Carolina that night. So the only way I know what was happening in Washington or in European Command or AFRICOM or in Libya is to talk to actual witnesses.
Yep.
I don't want to talk to think tank people. I don't want to talk to policy advisors. I want to talk to the people who made the decisions or who could have made the decisions but believe that they were not asked to.
One last question on this, Congressman Trey Gowdy, and I appreciate you giving us time. We've been covering this story since that morning, so we've got so many questions. Hillary Clinton, in her testimony to your committee, said that she checked with the military to see if they could get there in time. Now, this always puzzled me because what does that mean in time? It went on for over 7 hours, and nobody knows when the beginning, middle, and end of a battle is. So do we have any idea what she meant by that?
I have no clue. It has never made sense to me. When you don't know when something's going to end, you have no idea whether you can get there in time or not.
Right.
Now, what she may have meant was we thought after the initial attack it was over. All right, okay, if that's what you thought, you wound up being wrong, but that's what you need to say,
right?
Is we thought the initial attack was over, our folks have been evacuated, but the notion that we couldn't have gotten there in time, you have no idea how long it was going to last, and it wound up lasting a whole lot longer than anybody thought it would.
Yeah, thank you so much, Trey Gowdy, for the good work you're doing.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us, and please come back again.
Yes, sir, y'all have a great day.
All right.
825. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's also doing a bang-up job there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, you know, I'm so happy to pass along this news. Finally, I'm seeing the last of the flashing lights. Police cars leave the area of the car rest area in Manassas. Now, if you're right there, you're also going to see three VDOT trucks rolling by as well, but they're moving along. Nothing stopped, nothing left to look at, but it's left huge backups for this morning's rush hour jam before Gainesville, and then the feeder roads trying to get up onto the 66 mess, quite affected as well. Now, let's get you around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. Back near St. Barnabas Road, 295, right as you come off the Beltway, in solid delays to get you onto either the Douglas Bridge or 11th Street Bridge. Ongoing incident as you come out of Virginia, 395 north after the 14th Street Bridge along the right side also affects the George Washington Parkway commute. If your computer is running slow, just go to mycleanpc.com and you can get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thickens spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle this afternoon, overcast. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, it is 57 degrees at 827.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
So you got graduation parties coming up, you got Father's Day celebrations coming up, you got lots of stuff coming up, and you got to make sure your house looks good so you can accommodate all of the people coming in and you don't get embarrassed. So you got to clean your carpets. Let's get Zero Res out there right now. They're gonna take care of the dirt and the mud and the traffic marks and the smell and the bad odors and all that stuff. And by the way, if you're suffering from allergies, Zero Res is also going to take care of the dander and pollen hidden in your carpets and in the pads under your carpet. Only Zero Res gets all the way down in there and gets that stuff out, so you don't have to deal with allergies anymore. Why don't you do it now? And by the way, can I just spend some time to talk about this amazing deal that Zero Res has? I mean, you've heard me talking about what a great job they do, and you probably think, oh, well, if they're that good, you know, it must be pretty pricey. How does $39 a room sound to you? I mean, that's an incredible, incredible deal, considering what they do in each room that they're going to touch. They're going to pre-treat those rooms. They're going to clean those rooms. They're going to sanitize those carpets, and they're going to be looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh. Call them now and get this limited time only deal. $39 a room. Mention WMAL. $39 a room. A huge savings. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online. ZeroResDCMetro.com.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.com.
Toyota.org.
It's Toyota time at DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse. LustineToyota.com. Corollas from $109 a month. Siennas from $229 a month. Highlanders from $259 a month. 700 amazing Toyota deals to choose. Plus the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper coverage. Only available at Lustine.
LustineToyota.com. DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zims Max Freeze. Here's Annie from Virginia.
I love Zims because it helps with whatever is sore, and Zims uses all these good ingredients.
Zims Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science. And Howard from Indiana says,
oh, I love it. I would tell the world about Max Freeze. It's helped us. I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zims Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL, Jake Tapper will give us a preview of that meeting that's going to take place in 1 hour between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump and what's going to come out of it. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In about an hour, the big meeting on Capitol Hill that Republicans are nervously anticipating.
Paul Ryan has as much riding on today's meeting as Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, of course, needs to protect that beleaguered House majority. Some fear could be at risk with Donald Trump as at the top of the ticket. In addition, making sure that his election year agenda, Ryan's election year agenda, can go forward and won't be undermined by Donald Trump, who disagrees with some of Ryan's key policy platforms. The big question today is whether the two can end up singing from the same song sheet.
Correspondent Manu Raju, and now Donald Trump's tax returns are once again coming front and center.
Hillary Clinton wasn't actually planning on addressing Trump's tax returns. That is what her spokesman told CNN, but she was criticizing Donald Trump for not having detailed information on policies, including his tax plan, when she was in New Jersey yesterday, when a man in her audience yelled out, "What about his tax returns?" And here's how she responded.
My husband and I have released 33 years of tax returns. We got 8 years on our website right now. So you got to ask yourself, why does he want to release him?
Correspondent Brianna Keeler reporting. The Metro Board of Directors meets today, one day after the federal government ratcheted up the pressure on Metro to improve safety. The Federal Transit Administration directed Metro to make immediate repairs on 3 track segments. A House committee is holding a hearing today on D.C. home rule, and specifically the city's assertion of budget autonomy. This year, the district is not submitting its budget to Congress for its approval ahead of time. D.C. voters approved budget autonomy in 2013, and a court later upheld it. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,711. The Nasdaq at 47,61. Sports, in his first outing against his old team, Max Scherzer tied the Major League strikeout record with 20 as the Nats beat the Tigers. The Orioles extend their winning streak to 4 with a victory over Minnesota. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe, to the very core of my being, that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you get a speeding ticket, you gotta pay. But when some area cops get tickets, well,
it seemed very rigged.
7 on Your Side I-Team investigator Chris Pabst found out how many officers wiggle their way out of paying and by how much.
Do you see why this would make people mad?
How can we enforce law when we don't obey the law?
So why do police get special treatment?
Fair or not, it is our system of judgment.
On duty, off limits. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash is on 395 northbound as you come past Seminary Road. It was along the left side in the backups that begin back near Edsel Road. Take you across the 14th Street Bridge toward the freeway, where it looks like finally that broken down is out of the travel lanes. But boy, long haul still. Expect a lingering delay still out of Stafford on Route 1. Route 1 heading north out of Stafford and toward Prince William County. It's the annual law enforcement bike ride, the Road to Hope. Eventually, they'll head toward Arlington Cemetery and in toward the district. George Washington Parkway jammed southbound south of 123. That's all to get down to the 14th Street Bridge. 270, no late incidents, but the rush hour is still quite thick through Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and most of the way in through to Rockville. Each direction in Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway is jammed. However, nothing in the way. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, visibility down with a fog and drizzle this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 74. Tonight, rain showers roll in, maybe some thunderstorms, 62. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 59 in Leesburg, 57 in Greenbelt, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, to pretend we're unified without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength. We just need to get to know each other, and we, as a leadership team, are enjoying the fact that we have a chance to meet with him.
I think I'm doing very fine with Paul Ryan. I have a lot of respect for Paul Ryan. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We'll see what happens. If we make a deal, that'll be great.
All right, so, you know, Donald Trump comes to town. He's meeting with Paul Ryan. He's meeting with Mitch McConnell. He's meeting with Republicans. Will we have our
kumbaya, my Lord.
Will we have our kumbaya moment? And will we have party unity in the GOP? Joining us on the line right now. Enough of that.
Sorry.
It's Jake
my
Tapper.
Dog is Winston. I'm going to go upstairs.
Jake's dog does not like cheesy 60s folk songs.
That's right. And he's
more of a rap guy.
He always acts up when he's on our program. Jake, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Are we going to have a kumbaya moment? I mean, it seems like everybody was saying sort of warm things leading up to these meetings today.
I think it's possible. possible that there will be nice things said in front of the camera. And I think it's possible you'll hear Paul Ryan say something along the lines of, you know, he looks forward to a time when the party comes together, et cetera. I would be surprised if it was, you know, all the concerns that Speaker Ryan expressed to me 1 week ago today that created this huge story in Maelstrom. I would be surprised if one meeting changed everything, because we've seen Paul Ryan for months and months and months express concern about things that Trump said. I don't think this is about policies so much. For instance, their big disagreement on trade deals. Obviously, Trump and Ryan see that issue very, very significantly differently. I think this is about Donald Trump as a candidate, how he runs his campaigns, how he talks, how he, in Ryan's view, alienates potential voters, whether women or Muslims or Mexicans or whomever, Mexican-Americans. And I think that's the greater concern. So I guess we'll see how quickly he's willing to say, okay, my concerns are now gone. But I'd be really surprised if one meeting, you know, put everything aside.
So you don't think there's going to be any hand-holding today? It's just going to say that we've begun the conversations and we're going to move forward from here.
I think it's going to be a very... No, I think there'll be nice images and nice things said in front of the camera. I just don't think it's going to be, okay, now I'm on board. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm just, based on what he said to me last week, he seemed pretty concerned. And look, it's a big deal for a sitting Speaker of the House to come on a TV show and say, I can't support the nominee of my party right now. I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan's a very smart guy. I think he understands how big a deal it is. The easier thing for him to do would have been just say, of course I support the nominee and that's where we are. I'm not going to go through you can ask me 15 questions about things he has said and done, and I'm not going to agree with all of them, but I still want our party to win.
That's what I think.
He didn't say that.
That's what I think is going to happen today. I think you're going to see Paul Ryan come out, and they're going to be, friendly, and nice things are going to be said. And Paul Ryan is going to say, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but by and large, we're in agreement on most things, and I wholeheartedly support the candidacy of Donald. I do.
Well, I mean, if the decision was made that Paul Ryan said what he said and took the position he did a week ago for two reasons. One, because he honestly felt that way. Mm-hmm. And two, because he wanted to nudge and work within the system to make Trump the candidate that he wants him to be. Then that announcement that you just laid out, I think would undermine both of those goals. But I mean, you're right. Look,
he's come under a lot of pressure, though. Don't you agree?
He's under a huge amount of pressure. Yes, members of his caucus, House Republicans, apparently at the meeting yesterday, closed door meeting, said very clearly that they wanted him to stop. They wanted him to come on board. They needed to unite. So he is under a lot of pressure. Also, on the other hand, keep in mind, Paul Ryan, he kind of had to be dragged into the job of being Speaker. So it's not like he has the same fear that John Boehner had. As far as I can tell, Paul Ryan is sincere when he says, if you don't want me to be Speaker, I'm not going to be Speaker anymore. Which was also, by the way, his response to Donald Trump threatening about him not being the convention co-chair and gaveling in the convention in Cleveland. Ryan's answer was, okay, if he doesn't want me to, that's fine.
Meanwhile, it doesn't look like Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid are going to be hosting any meetings between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in the near future. Sanders yesterday says it would be a disaster for the party to nominate Hillary Clinton. They have a problem of their own over there, don't they?
They sure do. I don't know how much it is different from 8 years ago. There are a lot of similarities with 8 years ago when Obama was ahead in delegates and was cruising towards the nomination, even though he was losing the last, a bulk of the primaries in the last month or so. But superdelegates were switching and people were kind of pressuring Hillary, just get out of the race, you lost. There is kind of that similarity, except, with Hillary Clinton in the Obama role, with one exception. I don't think that Hillary Clinton, in the last month of the campaign, was really undermining Obama as much as Sanders and his supporters are on trying to undermine Clinton.
Yeah.
It just seems different. Sanders seems to go back and forth in terms of criticizing her and not criticizing her, saying that he's in it to win the nomination and suggesting that he's in it to fight for issues he cares about in the platform. So it does seem a little different. I don't know how long lasting that will be, but you're absolutely right. You know, it still remains tense on the other side.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. It sure has been the major topic of conversation around town for the last few. I noticed your countdown clock over there at CNN.
Do we have a countdown clock?
For the Ryan Trump meeting happens in so many hours.
I have a countdown clock for when I need to put my shoes on. We really like them at CNN.
It's a company policy.
I have them. I stick them every day. Okay, kids, here's the game. When it's time for bed.
Only countdown clock CNN needs is for Jake Tepper's 4 p.m. show, The Lead.
That's right.
That's what we set our clocks by.
Thanks, Jake. A real pleasure to have you. Thanks.
It's 8:44 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So we decided, was it 15 days or 16 days?
I think 15. No, 16. 16.
This is the 16th day of rain, right? You know, and over the course of these past 15 days, have you noticed at your house that moment where the water starts to come over the edge of the gutter because your gutters are clogged? That's not good. It's more than just clogged gutters. You may be damaging the foundation of your home. You're eroding the soil away from your house, and you need to do something about it. If you had the leaf guard system, you would not have clogged gutters, and your gutters would function the way gutters are supposed to do, take water away from your house, away from the foundation, and you would never have to climb the ladder and clean those gutters again. That's because they have a no-clog, lifetime no-clog warranty. No more climbing the ladders. Just stick your hand into that unthinkable stuff inside the gutters. Nasty job, dangerous job. You wouldn't have it if you had the leaf guard system. Listen, all those are good reasons to get the leaf guard system. And if you've ever thought about saying, you know, I really would like to do that for my house, well, now, right now is the time to take action. This month, get 75% off labor and a $200 Visa gift card. That's what I'm going to say, 75% off the cost of labor and a $200 Visa gift card with any qualifying purchase. Schedule your free no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate online today. Here's where you need to go to get all the information you need about the LeafGuard system. GuttersMaryland.com. That's GuttersMaryland.com. Did you get that? It's GuttersMaryland.com.
8:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Second crash of the morning, DC 295 southbound, right near Benning Road in the left lane. 395, you've had your share of problems this morning, and I know you know it. You're sitting in the backups here through Landmark and jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. Accident along the way, the latest one at Seminary Road was over to the shoulder. South of 395 on South Glebe Road at 26th Street, you're under police direction for the crash. George Washington Parkway, big delay still continuing down toward the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, making our travels in from the west on 66 outside of the Beltway. Still slow, but improving. Delays are now after Gainesville, up to the rest area where we had the long-standing police activity on the shoulder. 270, no late problems, but the heavy rush hour continues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thickens spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle this afternoon, overcast. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:47. Let's talk about this rain. So, yeah, as Brian just mentioned so elegantly, this is day 16 of the rain. And this is becoming like the Cal Ripken of rainstorms that we're getting, or fronts that are coming in, which, you know, basically, yes, consistent there every day, but really not that exciting. I was never a big Cal Ripken fan. Sorry. I know. That's blasphemy
well,
in this area.
What in the world?
What could I tell
it's
you?
It's been nice knowing you.
Anyway.
You're dead to me now.
It's not. We've broken the old record was 10 days from 1938 and 1873.
So we haven't just broken that record. We destroyed that record.
Absolutely. Like
way
Matt
to go,
Scherzer.
DC. We're number one.
It almost, by the way, the record almost died Tuesday night. But in the final hour of the day, they between 11 o'clock and midnight, they had some rain. So it's going to continue
today. That's amazing.
As well. Here's the deal with this. It looks like, as I said, Sunday will be the final break in the rain. So we're going to hit, 16, 17, 18 days, it looks like.
Wow.
That is amazing. And people get really depressed in the rain. I love the rain.
I'm tired. I want to see the sunshine. I want to see the blue skies. I want to feel warmth on my skin.
But see, that's the thing about this. We have had, in the midst of the rain, we had sun. Tuesday was a very beautiful day. It was sunny in the city. I walked around. It was beautiful downtown. But it hasn't been like your typical like Seattle weather where it's just cloudy and dismal, you know, for like
sure been a lot
11
of that,
out of 12 months. The Washington Post is getting creative. Asked some of their readers, all 10 of them, if they could come up with some haikus. Because, you know, it's the Washington Post. So haikus for the rain.
Mm-hmm. Wet roads, bad drivers, metro on fire daily. Sun, our only hope.
That's a pretty damn good one. I like that.
AM run, let's go. It's raining. Tomorrow, then, secretly, I'm thrilled.
Okay, that's not bad.
Metro is broken. I guess I'll have to walk then. My shoes are ruined.
I do love that the rain haikus all involve Metro being a disaster. Welcome to Washington. It's 8:49. That's what it is, 8:49.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
I want to tell you about Ted Britt Automotive. See, this is a good thing to do in the rain when it's drizzling out. You go car shopping. Oh, man, because you want to see how that great Ford, Chevrolet, or Lincoln from Ted Britt Automotive is going to handle on some wet roads. It's a beautiful idea. People don't think about that. So get on over there to Ted Britt and take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They also have the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. And listen to this. Ted Britt Automotive has this incredible program. You know, they've been around 57 years, and you don't stick around in this kind of business, the dealership business, without having a reputation for standing behind your cars with integrity. And that's what they do. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage, all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. They've got 9 great locations in Northern Virginia. Schedule your next service or just check them out at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
If you've ever stayed up late with a teething child, you know how miserable they can be. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's a laundry list of symptoms every parent is familiar with. A cranky baby who's drooling, not eating, not sleeping. But despite advice parents may have heard, a new analysis in the journal Pediatrics confirms that high-grade fevers are not a sign of teething. If your child develops a true fever, higher than 100.4 degrees, or won't eat or drink anything for days, it's probably more than just teething. They're sick. You should probably get them treatment as soon as possible when it can do the most good. Low-grade fevers, though, are really nothing to worry about. Use a cold rag or a teething toy to help with the discomfort. Infant pain relievers might also be an option. But do keep in mind, regular use of those can lead to tooth decay, and acetaminophen or Tylenol is a leading cause of liver disease in children. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the 3 C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information, 1-800-283-3191. That's 1-800-283-3191.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I'm counting them. Six work crews. You like that?
Wow.
Six work crews on the Beltway. Again, dealing with the problems with that large pothole we had yesterday. Outer loop at Ritchie Marlboro. This will be outer loop after Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. And with all these vehicles there, the work crews, they had that the plate that they put down yesterday shift. So they're thinking of either replacing it or doing the paving now. Only one lane to the left, one lane to the right to get you by. Pay attention there. Top side from College Park to Silver Spring, slowing 270. Still volume in Hagerstown, passing 109. Again, from Clarksburg, most of the way into Rockville, not seeing much of a break. 395, still jammed. Heading through the Landmark area, across the 14th Street Bridge. Number of incidents along the way should be cleared to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or you can visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, visibility down with the fog and drizzle this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 74. Tonight, rain showers roll in, maybe some thunderstorms, 62. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees at 8:56.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
D. Gordon.
And that That's an easy stand-up triple for him.
Faster than a speeding bullet, Wilson Ramos.
Good jump by Gordon. Ramos, he's out.
Gunned down Gordon in a win over Miami. Art of the Steal versus Caught in the Act. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
A baseball grade.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local seven-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Coming up tomorrow, Friday, Brett Baer will join us.
And at Drive at 5, we'll have the rundown on whatever happens between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump, which is happening in about half an hour. And coming up next is Chris Plant.
And he has- At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.